Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
And we are hopefully making our connection now to Ukraine so we can speak live to Joseph Lindsley. I want to ask Joseph about the story of longer range combat drones now being used in Ukraine. And that would certainly be good news for Ukraine. So we'll ask him about that and also what's going on there today. And also, interesting question came in from one of our listeners on the text line asking if Joe saw Rachel Ray when she was there cooking for Thanksgiving. And we've frequently received reports of celebrity sightings there. And I haven't asked Joseph if he has ever seen any of those folks when he's out and about, as he is many times. And let's see, what else do we have today on our list of Ukraine stories? Let me see here. What do we have? I'll tell you what, let's...
Did you see the video yesterday of the president of Russia driving over the bridge that was bombed out?
No, I missed that.
He posted video. I don't know if he posted it or somebody close to him, but he actually was driving the car that went across that repaired bridge. Remember, Ukraine hit the bridge and destroyed part of it? And apparently they've repaired it pretty quickly. There was a little bit of publicity yesterday of him driving that car.
We mentioned that that program that Ukraine has and apparently is successful about the longer range combat drones. Well, there's also this today. Russia's defense ministry says they have deployed mobile coastal defense missile systems on northern Kuril Island, which is part of a strategically located chain of islands that stretch between Japan and the Russian peninsula. And President Zelensky says he has been visiting troops, by the way, in the Donbas region of eastern Ukraine. And as Joe mentioned yesterday, because this was going on while we were talking to him yesterday, Russian strikes hit southern and central Ukraine. Joe's with us there today now. Are you having some power issues at the moment, Joseph? How you doing?
Bob, good afternoon. I'm still talking to you from Kharkiv. Every once in a while, my computer goes crazy, and you never know if we're being hacked. It's always a possibility, but at least now we can communicate. It seems yesterday the air defense did an incredible job throughout the country, and we know that the air defense is getting better and better. But so much of this country was protected, I think everyone's kind of amazed and relieved. Always still keeping calm. There are reports that the two Russian bases were hit this morning as well. So one was hit yesterday, two were hit this morning. We're seeing something a little bit new. We still don't have enough details to report fully on that. But just to capture some of the emotions from yesterday, there's a great Ukrainian poet, Luba Yakimchuk. She actually performed at the Grammy Awards last year. And she wrote yesterday when those alarms were going off, she said, "Winged rockets fly through the territory of Ukraine. We already even know the approximate time of arrival to Kyiv, 2:15. This is convenient. You can make tea before the missile arrives. You can call your loved ones, or you can work as long as you have a connection. You can send the donations. Mozart's Requiem is playing. Rex Tremendae, a terrible god, king of tremendous power." So that was everyone was in this great sense of fear yesterday. But things are calm at the moment. And there were some strikes, but the air defense performed incredibly well.
Is the Ukraine military now able to utilize long-range drones?
I can't report that definitively yet, but it certainly seems that both yesterday and today that there have been drone strikes on Russian bases, you know, hundreds of miles into the territory of Russia, into the Russian Federation. So we don't know exactly what happened there. So we'll have to wait till later to confirm that. But today, a lot can happen today. Today is the holiday for the Ukrainian soldier. And it, you know, it, it would be a significant day for Russia to try to do something. And we still have, you know, regular power outages. It's still a commonality here. Today, I was walking around the city of Kharkiv, partially during the air alarm, which is, you know, always a bit terrifying here, with our Canadian friend, a YouTuber, Dan Weinberg, and also this sort of the Banksy of Ukraine, a guy who's called a street artist called Hamlet. So as the air raid alarm is going off, he was showing us around his city and different places where the rockets have hit since February. He goes and he paints in the crater. He paints a flower, with a black and white flower, where the crater is. And then he writes some words that really, as I saw these paintings on the walls and on the streets where the craters are, and they capture so well a lot of the emotions all of us have here. And one, he had a painting of a playground, and it said, the word said, "I have never lived so much." And he thought, when he was, you know, when you're a kid, you live, you don't worry about the next day. And it's the same mentality in the war, although in a bit darker sense. But you realize this might be the only day that you had, and so you use it well. And actually, there's a strange beauty to this difficult life. There was another graffiti painting of a seesaw, and on the one side it says, "The war has taken so much from me," but on the other side, "The war has given me so much." And then a few blocks down the road, another painting said, "I feel like I'm living in a film I have never seen." And as I saw these today, Bob, I said, these capture so well the emotions I've had, and all the, you know, everyone I know here, who's able to put into art and towards what it feels like to live here at this time. And then earlier today, I was in a taxi, and the driver was telling me he had a shop before the war. He's now driving Uber, or the Ukrainian version, Ukline, because a rocket destroyed his shop. But still had this great entrepreneurial energy, and this is the mixture of emotions and how people try to keep things in balance and to keep going despite the threats and despite the uncertainty.
What stories? And as you're out and about, Joseph, have you encountered any celebrity sightings? Because occasionally we get that on the news here.
Kharkiv is, this is not, you know, we're 30 miles from Mordor, 30 miles from the Russian border. This is not the hot spot for the celebrities. I'm very glad they come here, but they stick to Lviv and Kyiv. As we were walking the streets with the artist called Hamlet today, almost everyone knows him, from young people to very old people. They're grateful that he stayed here this is his hometown, and he's chronicling the story. And through actually, he's a member of the Ukrainian military. And there's a point that he was making that, you know, Ukraine, as we've talked about so much, the culture really matters to Ukrainians. And so they have artists who are in the military whose job is to use their art to boost people's spirits. So we have a different type of celebrity here at the moment.
Appreciate the reporting today, Joseph. Glad we could get connected. And I have to tell you, when I hear you talking about how you're walking around during an air alarm, I'm thinking, if that's me, I'd be running underground as fast as possible to change into my onesie and get under the covers. So I admire your courage, pal.
there is that temptation, but you get used to it. And Bob, that fear never quite leaves. So it's I still have that feeling sometimes. So, and I, by the way, if you go to spectatorworld.com, I wrote a story about Ukraine that was published in the Spectator London today. So if anybody wants to check it out, you can take a look.
Oh, great. What's that site?
Spectatorworld.com. It's a magazine formerly edited by Boris Johnson, who's a huge hero here here in Ukraine. But just a story about some of my reflections and why I... why freedom, why this whole fight is really about freedom.
We'll check that out, and we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob.